This is one of the most special things or gifts I've ever been given. It was the kangaroo skin cloak that was made for me by my Wiradjuri sister.
For Federal MP and Wiradjuri woman Linda Burney, her culture is something she wears with pride. But she says that was not always the case.
I grew up not knowing my Aboriginal family, not understanding what country I was from.
Miss Burney was raised by her non-Indigenous great-uncle and aunt in the small country town of Witten in southwestern New South Wales.
When you lived in a country town, travelling photographers would knock on your door and take family portraits. And I remember at the age of four this happening and seeing the photograph of myself and four cousins who were all blonde and blue-eyed and a very dark little smiling girl at the end of the line, and I knew that I was very different to other children.
She says at the age of 13, she accepted and embraced her Indigenous identity.
I clearly figured out that I was Aboriginal, and I really made a very conscious decision about identity at that very early age without much help or support or assistance.
And Ms. Burney says her cultural identity has been central to her life ever since, including her decisions to run for New South Wales Parliament and then federal politics.
The three motivating factors for me pursuing a political career was my Aboriginality, the fact that there were not enough women in the Parliament, and my whole life has been about the pursuit of social justice.
Longtime friend and fellow Wiradjuri woman Lynette Riley sang at Miss Burney's maiden speech in the federal parliament. She says Miss Burney's always remained connected to her Indigenous heritage.
Her totem that she has, which is the white cockatoo, that was actually given to her because she is seen as a communicator for our people.
Miss Burney says she's been privileged to get to work in different portfolios, not just relating to Aboriginal affairs though.
Your Aboriginality in public life is one aspect of you, but it is not necessarily going to be the thing that pigeonholes you.
While she says the date of Australia Day means it's not a day for celebration for Indigenous people, she says she is glad it's creating a conversation.
One of the good things about the 26th of January is it creates a debate that gets people thinking about who we are, how we're perceived, and what it means to be Australian.